Welcome to Rescue Line, brought to you by your Union Rescue Mission. For the last 113 years, we've been feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, clothing the needy, and binding up the wounds of the hurting in Jesus' name. Today is a very special edition of Rescue Line Weekend because Mother's Day, of course, was last Sunday. The entire first floor of the Union Rescue Mission's facilities of 225,000 square feet in total, but the entire first floor was transformed. The chapel became a wonderful store where the children could come and avail themselves of all of the wonderful products that were available, much that was donated by friends of the Union Rescue Mission, and assemble baskets for their moms as presents for Mother's Day. There was a great opportunity for the children who wanted to have face painting done. So we had lots of children running around the first floor of the mission with beautifully designed painted faces. It thrilled the children no end. Beautiful desserts were provided as well, and then the entire area of the women's and men's intake area was transformed into a giant beauty salon. Makeup artists from all over Southern California and scores of makeup artists from the local 706 in Burbank gave their Mother's Day to brighten up the lives of mothers in the inner city. I wish you could have seen them getting their hair done, getting manicures, getting their makeup put on their faces in an appropriate, beautiful way by people who are professionals in this area. So many people love and care for the needy here in our inner city and give their time and their talent. Oh, at least 150, maybe 200 volunteers in the mission building that day. And then hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of moms and kids were cared for. I want to walk you through some of the areas, and you'll hear personal and up close some of the testimonies of the people who had a great Mother's Day at your Union Rescue Mission. What a great event, Mike Smith. This is fabulous today.
Yes, absolutely. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Tell us your area of responsibility here at the Union Rescue Mission.
I'm the new Director of Volunteer Services, which means basically I'm responsible for staffing volunteers for the mission every day of the week, Monday through Sunday.
One of the things I've been chatting with the volunteers about is, especially for those who are here for the first time, they have areas of skill that can be used 7 days a week here at the mission, and it would be a great joy and blessing to them, wouldn't it, if they would participate?
Oh, absolutely. There's something for everyone to contribute, their time and their talent. We do so many different things here. Everything from a simple maintenance job is very helpful. Also, people that sing, people that are clerical support, folks that can use their hands with carpentry and electrician and plumbing. We could use everyone.
It just makes the donor dollars go further when people volunteer and give of their time freely, doesn't it?
Yes, and the nice part about that is they serve from their heart. They just put the action through their hands.
What are some of the really urgent areas of need now that you've been on the scene for a little while? You see some areas of real urgent need for volunteers. What are some of the most urgent areas?
Well, I think critical time right now is in our women's and children's ministry. You know, that number is growing based on current national and local statistics. And we can always use help in parenting skills, in mentoring.
Especially, I've been to the Bank of America Learning Center and all those computers. Some school teachers that maybe have retired and have some computer skills could really be used as well to get men and women further along in a career path, because you don't want to just get someone a job. You want to train them in a career. Is that right?
Yes, and people come with a variety of professional backgrounds, and they've experienced things that will help some of our program folks understand, you know, about timeliness, dependability, responsibility. These are things that you kind of have to learn over time, and some of our clients don't know them. And I think that professionals who are retired from another venue can come here and kind of share those things.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a direct line phone number here at the mission for people who want to talk to you and or someone in your department for volunteering if they want to volunteer from listening to these programs?
Oh, sure. Our volunteer number, which is my direct line, is area code 213, and then it's 347-6313. So it's 213-347-6313, and that would be Mike Smith's phone, and that's me.
Mike, God bless you. I want to pray for you in this responsibility that God's given you. Lord, I pray for Mike Smith. Thank you for bringing him here to this place. Help him to use far more than the skill base you've given to him in his life experience, but to be filled with the presence and power of the Spirit of God. And to let people know that when they give a gift to the poor, they give a gift to Jesus, even that gift of life and time and talent and service. So bless Mike abundantly, meet his personal needs, his family needs, and use him in a wonderful way here at the Union Rescue Mission in Los Angeles. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
This is a wonderful day at the Union Rescue Mission. Lots of volunteers, lots of people being helped, and I'm talking with...
Mari.
Mari, tell me what you do here at the Union Rescue Mission.
I work in the Volunteer Services Department, and today we organize this event. It's just a blessing for the Lord. It's just a pouring blessing for the Lord, and it's great to see how many moms, and they are getting the makeup and the hairstylist, and then after that, it's a very nice picture.
Now tell me what it costs for these moms to have their hair done and a picture, and there's other things that are going on. Is there any cost to the moms who are coming?
Absolutely no. All of them, the makeup artists and the people, hairstylists, they're just volunteering today, so it's a blessing.
What about the children who are getting presents? How does that all function?
Well, that's actually a donation that we received from people, very generous people around the California and Los Angeles. Different kind of gift, jewelry, perfumes, everything for the moms.
So it's really important for children who don't necessarily have money to do something for their moms. Those things are provided and they can have some self-esteem when they give those gifts.